Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful spiritual teaching video of Words of Encouragement. I'm coming to you in a different format today because I'm tired. Oh, my husband had some urology surgery. We've had storms. I've had a tendonitis, and I'm resting. So I didn't feel like getting in front of my Zoom camera to record a word of encouragement. So I'm coming to you with my voice and some wonderful, wonderful pictures to help you understand this word of encouragement, which is entitled, Can You See the Invisible, the Spiritual Things of God? I'm going to have you look at some things with your five senses and help you to see Him. I'm going to tell you a story about a rose and me and a lady. And I'm going to help you hear Him in the wind, see Him in the things that are made, that He created. He didn't pervert them. Somebody else did that. When everything fell, and the world that you know in the five senses has become a fallen world, perverted and twisted, full of death, but not in His world. So welcome again. This is Pastor Deborah of the Hidden Kingdoms YouTube channel with a podcast show here on YouTube called Love Is Here, A Voice of Light in the Dark. I'm also on several others. I'm on a radio show that deals with child abuse. I bring in both the mental health side and the spiritual side. And we talk about comfort versus healing, peer support versus mental health counseling, mental health counseling versus spiritual work. Tonight I'm going to talk about the curses of abuse. I had to learn about curses when I began becoming a pastor. I had to learn about the power of words that were spoken to us, over us, even that we speak to ourselves. So here, in this word of encouragement, you look at all the pictures, listen to the music, and you ponder and think, and see if you can answer this question. Can you see the invisible spiritual things of God? And I'll be with you in just a minute, okay? All right, let's get into this word of encouragement. I want you to come with me as you see my hand extended to you. And we're going to venture into a world that you may not know, but I bet you do. But first, I want to ask you this question. Can you see the invisible, the spiritual things of God? This is going to come out of Romans 1:20 of the Authorized King James Bible. We're going to let Apostle Paul speak to us. Romans was written to the Roman believers in Christ Jesus after he had left Rome. Paul was a traveler. He traveled and he was spreading the word, challenging people, teaching, preaching, casting out of devils, healing the sick. He wasn't married. He had no children. So he was able to travel. He would stay in cities for maybe 2 years, would leave some people behind who would then nurture and teach and raise up those people in that city. So in Romans, Paul tells us a little bit deeper spiritual things that we need to know about. But first, let's open up with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Christ Jesus and through the power of the Holy Spirit, your spiritual teacher to us. We thank you that you are going to fulfill Isaiah 61 and 62 in our lives, and that you will also give us a Hebrews 4:12 spiritual circumcision, and that you will fulfill Genesis 1:26 through 28 in our lives. Father, we need a lot of your help. And now teach us how to see you in nature through our five senses, how to look beyond them, even though we see with our biological body, and we're trying to understand the invisible world, the spiritual world, where you live, with our soul and our mental health and our five senses. Help us, Father, to see us, talk to us out of nature, through creatures, through your creations. Help us when we look at the stars and we see rainbows, we see the rain, we see the solar systems. Father, help us to see you in everything and see your love of Isaiah 61 and 62. And now help us and teach us here from Apostle Paul in Romans 1:20. In the name of Christ Jesus, amen. All right, let's begin. Verse number 20. Paul is writing to believers. But if you're not a believer yet, that's okay. You just listen. Because you may be serving a God that you can't see him or hear him. And you have to rely on others to teach you. I used to have to rely on others until I could hear God for myself. Not only in my dreams, in my spirit, through books, through nature. But he would talk to me directly. So it takes time for you to understand him. And he'll come to you if you want to hear him. Many gods don't talk. They're statutes. They just want you to serve them obediently. Follow the rules that they sort of have set up through their prophets. But they don't really want to have a conversation with you. They want you to obey them. But not so much have a conversation with you. So Paul is writing to us, if you're a believer, and listen, verse 20. For the invisible things, the spiritual things, of him, God, the King of heaven, from the creation of the world, are clearly seen, Paul says. And they are understood by the things, by creation, that are made. Even his eternal power and Godhead. This is a powerful statement. So that they, all humanity, are without any excuse. You can't say I didn't see him or hear him. So let's break this down just a little bit. Paul is saying there are some invisible things of God. We learn in some other scriptures that God is a spirit. And he is after your spirit to have communication with him, to get to know him spirit to spirit. But Paul is also telling us right here, he's the King of heaven. Heaven is a place. It is a kingdom, means a territory. It has a king. It has a domain. It's in that invisible world, realm, you might call it. Paul goes on and says from the scriptures, as we're breaking it out, that these invisible, these spiritual things, of creation from the world, they're clearly seen. Are you looking? Let me tell you a story of what that looks like. Once you desire that you want to hear God's voice, you want to see him in all of his beauty and glory, he'll show up. Tell you two stories about roses. One day I was in a supermarket and I'm at the checkout. There's a magazine with a rose on the front. And I started crying just looking at the flower because I saw the beauty of God speaking to me from the flower is tenderness. Then the next time I looked at a rose on the outside in my garden, I saw the same thing, the softness, the tenderness, but the glory of the full rose. It wasn't a bud anymore. It was blooming in its fullness. I saw God. I could hear God talking to me, saying he loved me. When I asked a young lady, her name was Sally, what she saw when she looked at a rose, she said, "I see a pink one or a red rose, and they're just pretty." But she didn't see nor hear God in the rose. When you start looking and expecting to see and hear this God from this invisible realm, from this spiritual realm, for him to show you himself, his attributes, his character, his nature, he'll show up. He says right here that he is clearly seen. And we can understand them by the things, by his creations that are made. How about the squirrels, the hummingbirds, the ants? How about dirt, minerals, the sun, the stars? How about when you burn a piece of wood, you see fire? Where is that energy from? The sun that went into the tree. But where did the sun come from? When you see a rainbow in the sky, when you see a baby from the womb, he is saying, if you will look, you will see me. And you will find me if you're looking. Many do not look. They only see natural things. They don't see life, birth, death. They don't hear the song of the wind. They don't hear the angels. They don't sense his spirit in the night. Paul goes on and says that even his very eternal power and his Godhead can be seen and is clearly shown to us by things that are made. Why would he do such a thing? Our five senses are a part of our soul. Our soul is our helpmate to our spirit, which is supposed to help relay things from the spirit. The spirit and the soul are like a husband and a wife, sort of speaking. They're supposed to be married. The spirit part of us is supposed to be the soul's covering, protector. The helpmate was a weaker part of us. It is connected to the five senses, the biological body. We were to be spiritual beings, releasing our spiritual information that we got from the Holy Spirit and the kingdom of heaven through our helpmate, the soul, and out to the world, the natural world. God made new territory for our spirit beings, the natural world. The spiritual realm, he already is the king of. The whole thing. Now there's a traitor in there, and there's rebellion in there. And Lucifer, the son of the morning, one of the high archangels, became Satan, the very adversary of God. He's in that kingdom, and there's wars. Sometimes God just laughs at Satan, but he's down here on planet Earth with us, and he is our enemy spiritually. He's trying to be our father and control the weather and the natural creation. But Paul is telling us, if you're looking, these invisible things, these spiritual things of God, the King of Heaven, they're clearly seen. And they can be understood by the things that he made. When you look at the sun, the stars, water, dirt, animals, birds, children, water, the solar system, lightning, thunder, waterfalls. When you look at nature, all of its complexities and varieties, he was the architect and the designer of each one. Paul is telling us that God does not want humanity, our soul or our spirit, to have any excuse for not knowing him, for not understanding him, and for not seeing or hearing him. He said, you can see him even through everything he has made. The sun rise, the sun sets, the earth turns, the stars shine, the water runs. We even have water. We even have a planet that we live on. There's birds, changing of the seasons. There's territories. Throughout history, we have seen empires, kings, queens, ministers, prime ministers. We've seen good ones and bad ones. We've seen some patterns of the kingdom of heaven, but our soul and spirit were not right. We had to have some forgiveness. We had to have some work done in us. So that was taken care of by the great Son of the King, Jesus the Christ, on a cross. That's another teaching. But right now, can you answer this question? You look at animals, the birds, the sun, the stars, the rose. Can you see him? Can you hear him talking to you, saying, I love you, come with me? Can you understand him by looking at nature? Can you see his eternal power in them when fire burns or rainbows? Do you even know what a rainbow was created? It was a sign to God that he would never flood the earth again. It was a promise to the earth and to man that he would never flood like he did in the Old Testament the whole earth again. It's a promise. When you see the rain, do you see cleansing? When you see a baby, do you see life? When you see a mother and a child, do you see agape love, the anchor of the soul and spirit? Look. Take time so that you can answer this question, and you can hear the roses speak to you, and the animals, the wind, the lightning, the birds, the animals, the rain, the fire, the waterfalls, the stars. Listen. Look. Your five senses will help you. Your soul is seeking it. Give way to the Spirit. The Spirit will help you. But you must have a seeking heart. You must want to hear his voice, feel his touch, get to know him, be in his presence. Because he wants to touch you. He wants to be in your presence. He wants to sit down and have a talk with you, take counsel with you, teach you, hug you, love you, be there when you scrape your knee or you just need to cry, or maybe you're mad. He wants to be there to comfort you. And then he wants to give you all his promises and inheritance so that you will carry on his legacy. And you will be a king of a kingdom, a priest, a royal household, a minister, a soldier, a politician. And you will carry on the kingdom of heaven's ministry wherever you go. Whatever planet you go onto, what city, whatever condition you're in. So, can you see the invisible spiritual things of God? Through your five senses, through your soul, and even in your spirit. That's my question. And that ends this word of encouragement for you today. Come back next week. I should have another one another deep one. And I'll see you. Maybe I'll be back on Zoom. This one is because I'm resting today. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.